after his talk with Scott for just over a week of frantic last-minute reshoots that cost $10 million and rescued the film from almost certain doom. All the Money in the World was released in time for Christmas amid the media circus of Spacey's removal. It saved the movie, Plummer says of Scott's decision to lose Spacey. We would have had to shut it down. In January, he learned he received the highest accolades for his performance. 9 days' work, and I get an Oscar nomination, a Golden Globe nomination. I mean, what? So this was a surprise. Oh, Jesus, yes, I thought. Thank God I remembered my lines. Plummer had known Spacey over the years, but oh, an audible shudder, I didn't know anything about that, he says, alluding cautiously to the allegations that Spacey sexually exploited or assaulted numerous underage men. Plummer is, to put it bluntly, the rare famous male whose career has benefited from the Weinstein effect. He is also enthusiastically supportive of the public reckoning around sexual misconduct that followed. I think it's great, of course I do, he says. The people who have perpetrated harassment are just disgusting. I'm not a prude by any manner or means, but they must be insecure. Why would a good-looking man like Charlie Rose, for example, why would he have to go through all that to be a successful lover, for Christ's sake? There's something awfully wrong. I think it's fantastic that the girls are now feeling free to come forward. Having worked in entertainment longer than Spacey has been alive, Plummer recognizes now he has benefited from the old system of exclusion, particularly on the stage. I played all the great parts in the theater, he says. Now the women are coming, and they're going to play all the male parts in Shakespeare. For example, he chuckles, I'm glad I played them all already, before the women came to town.